Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you.
So, Shane, this weekend... Well, I was about to say, Shane, this weekend could have been a pretty big weekend for you because you were meant to be down at the O2. You were meant to be boxing on the David Haye undercard here. You were the sort of main support, really, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, chief support. So the one before David Haye. I was really looking forward to going down there and putting a good show on and getting a good result for a British title eliminator.
No, obviously. Since we're talking about this, Shane, in the sense that it's not going to happen, please explain to me just what has happened.
Well, what it was is all my bags were packed. I packed my bags Wednesday morning to get the train on Thursday. My team were getting the train Thursday morning. I'd been and done my training on Wednesday, a little bit of pad work, just sharpening up. I got home, sorting the last few bits out, and I got a phone call off my promoter, Steve Woods. I answered it, and he asked me how I was, and obviously I said, yeah, I'm good, how are you? And then, the comment back weren't a right positive one. I thought, oh, no. So he said, basically, we've got some bad news. John O'Donnell's pulled out. He trained in the gym yesterday, left the gym, not spoke to anybody, not told anybody about anything, and just left a note in the gym basically saying that he's not fighting and he's got flu.
Oh, my word.
I just can't get my head around it, how he's gone about it. If he'd have had flu, put it out there, explain on Twitter to his fans, to me, to everybody that were going to watch the boxing, that he's got flu and he can't fight, which is understandable if he had flu, fair enough, but he turned off his phone, and there's been no comments back from him, and nothing at all from him, giving us any reasons or excuses or anything about why the fight's off.
The conspiracy theorist in me would say that something is definitely up here. I mean, to leave a note in the changing room and saying that you're not fighting, then cut off all communications, means something a little bit deeper to me. But obviously, if we look at this from your perspective, you're not getting your fight here with the guy that you're meant to be fighting, and there's been no other opponent sorted. So what's happened here?
I've been treated really bad, to be quite honest with you. In this position, on any other show, really, if your opponent pulls out, they get your replacement in. Obviously, the fight wouldn't have been for British title eliminator, which is understandable, and the opponent would have not been the quality of John O'Donnell. And they'd have just had to get somebody in at short notice to keep me fighting on the bill, and obviously to give all my supporters and fans that have spent their hard-earned money to travel down to London to support me. But they just basically not give us anything and just bagged us off, really. So it's a bit of a bad way to be treated off other boxers, obviously David Haye and David Haye's team. We should have just gladly just fought a little 6-round fight against somebody just to, just for me to get the rounds in and get the experience of going down there and still fighting in front of, the 20,000, however many it holds. So we've been dealt with pretty bad, really. Like I said, we've had nothing at all back from them. I could understand if they, made a phone call to us saying, we're busy, we've got weigh-ins, we've got press conferences, we've got the fight tomorrow. We will deal with you, Shane. We'll deal with it after. And then maybe, pay for some expenses, what I've lost out of my own pocket. But we've just had nothing at all.
Just absolutely nothing? The Haye camp and the promotion, they've just not got back to you whatsoever?
No, nothing. I've heard nothing. My promoter's heard a little bit more than me, but he's basically heard nothing as well. All we heard is, obviously, the fight was off. We was then trying for him to just put me on for a 6-rounder just so I still get down there and get a fight. And then a bit later on at the night, I got a phone call back off my promoter and he said basically they're just not having it. They're not playing. They're not going to put you on and that's that.
That's really sad to hear that, to be honest. I mean, obviously, we've heard about fighters pulling out at the last minute and there's been replacements and these things happen, but for absolutely nothing to happen. I'm sure there are fighters out there who would love to take you on, who would love to get a six-rounder with you, despite the fact that they might lose it. It doesn't really matter. They would love to get in the ring with you and be on that card and be having that exposure. But also, as you said, it's bad for you because of the amount of money that you will lose and have lost already. But also the people who've gone down to support you, who now can't get refunds on, say, their train travel and the time that they've booked off work. It's like they've also had a little bit of a bad experience with this as well.
Yeah, we've all had a bad experience from it. For a couple, obviously, I've got quite a lot that was planning on going down that have paid the hotels and the train tickets and the boxing tickets. You're talking like £500-600 for the weekend for a couple, and it's a lot of money to be losing out, and it's just dead money now because, you know, hotels aren't giving the money back, trains. Don't give money back, and then the tickets, we're really struggling with the tickets. My promoter did say he's on holiday at the moment. When he gets back, we're going to round up all the tickets and we're going to send them down to like the Hay team and try our best to get the money back, but we've still had no message from the Hay team saying whether that will happen to us or not, whether we will or we won't.
It's really sad to hear this. It really is. And as we said, you know, we're talking about the fans who have spent a lot of money, yourself who's lost out. It's good to see you getting a lot of support as well on Twitter. Seen quite a lot about this. Social media obviously explodes when these kind of things happen. Even Olympians like Stephen Burke getting behind you right now. And it must be nice to see that support despite what must be quite a frustrating time for you, Shane.
Yeah, he's brilliant. It is. I always see when things go on and everyone gets involved and things like that. But nobody's ever really got involved with any of my other, you know, other things what I've gone on in the sport and what have you. But this time round, I have got a lot of support from obviously far and wide people that I, you know, I don't know. Massive majority of the people on there that are supporting me and trying to get something from David A and his team, trying to get words, trying to get an explanation, and they're just giving nothing. But yeah, the support I've had on there has been brilliant. People are really, really going for gold, which is great.
So the big question is really, are you going to be watching the event when it's on TV, or are you just going to ignore it now?
I'm just going to ignore it. I'm going to have to, because if I sit and watch it, I'll just get, you know, I'll be frustrated. I'll be devastated, and I were absolutely devastated when I received the phone call. You know, it actually broke me into a tear. I was very, very frustrated. It were a big, big night for me, and I was going to change my life with a win over Don O'Donnell, which I was 100% confident of doing. Taking the fight on 2.5 weeks' notice as well. So I helped David A out there by you know, putting my record, putting my, you know, me on the line for 2.5 weeks' notice for a 50-50 fight against the top fighter like John O'Donnell. I was taking a risk there. Usually for something like that, we should have 10 to 12 weeks' training. And I took it with 2.5 weeks' notice. So I was taking a massive risk by doing that, but the undercards were, you know, not a very good undercard, so they were struggling, you know, for decent fights. And my fight was a decent fight and probably would have been the best fight on the full bill, including David A's. So I helped them out, and now it's just all turned around and they've bagged us off, really.
It seems very unorganised. I mean, can you see this whole thing? It's obviously been screened on Freeview TV, in effect. It's going to be on the channel Dave, which is very, very different. They've never really done anything like this before. Can you see it being a little bit of a disaster in some ways because the organisation doesn't seem top-notch?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. They just don't seem, you know, I've been a fan of David A, I won't lie. I rate him highly. Now I'm not a fan because he's tripped me in a bad, bad way. But he's a very, very good fighter. But something, what's going on within his camp, within his team, his managers or whatever, he's got involved, is, I think it's shocking. It's absolutely shocking how they're going about things and how they're treating people.
Well, Shane, I hope things improve for you, mate. What's next for you after this, then? Where are you going to turn? What's the next thing for Shane Singleton?
Well, my manager, Steve Woods, he's said that he's going to try and get me a big fight sometime soon. So I'm just staying in the gym. I'm keeping training. If he doesn't get the fight what we want soon. Then he's got a show in Wigan on the 20th of February, and I'm gonna fight on there just to keep myself busy. Probably won't be the fight what I wanted to be having, like what I was expecting to have obviously this weekend. It might just be a tick over fight to keep me busy, you know, keep a bit of money coming in, and then hopefully after that one we can look at another big fight against a different opponent, maybe for an eliminator for the British title like this one was meant to be.